Sir Robert looked at the form. It was all in Cyclo.
Urgent. You are courteously requested to send an authorized minister with powers plenipotentiary in all matters relating to political and military relationships with other races, and with powers to negotiate and arrange final and binding treaties. His person is guaranteed, and any effort to hold him as a hostage shall result in his immediate revocation of all agreements and his instant suicide. Appear, blank, hours at place of arrival. 2. Conference place, duration of conference at ministerial discretion. Planet name, atmosphere of planet, mean temperatures, sun type, gravity of planet, metabolism of race, food supplies, available for your race, not available. Return of emissary guaranteed, safe and in good condition, with copies of all relevant proceedings. Recommended, initial and seal. Authorized representative for the legal government of this planet. Signed. All relevant diplomatic costs will be borne by this planet. Signed.
Sir Robert studied it a bit too long for the small gray man.
Sign it,
he said.
Twice, on the last two lines, I will initial and seal it and fill the rest in.
The small gray man was popping together slabs of cardboard. He would hit them on two diagonal corners, and they became a fairly large red box. An unignited smoke pot and flare were on the top of each box, and a small gong which would keep sounding. In a tearing hurry, the small gray man took the first card Sir Robert signed, filled it in with a flurry of entries, initialed it, banged a seal on it, and popped it into the box.
Hockner,
he said to Angus, and trotted over to the center of the firing platform, dropped the box, and came back quickly and started to work on the next box. Johnny looked at his watch, took the coordinates and marks Angus had drawn out of the computer with a tape, punched them in.
Time!
He punched the firing button. The first box shimmered an instant and vanished.
Tolnep,
said the small gray man.
Front steps of their house of plunder.
Angus rattled the computer. Johnny set the console. The small gray man raced over and put the second box on the platform. The moment he was off, Johnny punched the firing button. That red box vanished.